listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. The biggest battle and conflict that we're facing in America right now is not the election, but what is behind the election and what is behind the content of the discussions and the propaganda that we see all around us on television and social media and the internet and all forms of electronic communication. The average American is, I've said this for decades, and the proof of that, you can simply see the copyright dates in my books like Conquering the Matrix and so on and so forth. Because I have been talking about this for a long time. You know, the right-hand man to Klaus Schwab, who's head of the World Economic Forum, the guy that people have this visceral reaction of hatred towards. Now, I'm not going to say I hate the guy, but I can understand why. When you see this guy, you know, when I see this guy, I think of the word weasel, because he comes off like a weasel. And I'm from New York City, so I'm not even sure what a weasel looks like up close. I have a general idea from looking at pictures and stuff. But this guy, and I really have a mental block pronouncing his name. But he looks like a weasel. And he is very, very intelligent and very, very well read on multiple levels. So because of that, he has a lot of power. Now, where he really gets his power from is the globalist elite, Luciferian elite, massive economic force platform that is promoting him. Otherwise, he'd just be like a bad comedian auditioning for one of these nightclubs on Sunset Boulevard. They have all these comedy clubs, these famous comedy clubs, and you know, you have a mixture of very good comedians, but then you have some terrible comedians. So this guy reminds me of one of these terrible comedians on Sunset Boulevard auditioning for being a professional comedian. But that's not his intention. He's not trying to be a professional comedian. But the dangerous thing about this guy is because we live in a world of socially engineered, dumbed-down people all around us. And we live in a world where we're swirling in a hot tub of disinformation. And people are in a stupor. They're in a daze. Now, I'll give this guy credit because he fully understands this. And even though he and I are probably on the opposite point of view on most things, I personally would love to debate him publicly, live, with no retakes. No cover-ups if somebody makes a mistake, no manipulation of the cameras or the lighting or turning down the microphones and stuff. Just an honest man-to-man debate on his global reset, which I think is the invention of Dr. Frankenstein. And it will bring through the illusion of government, through the illusion of creating a better world, it will bring a Frankenstein-like totalitarian regime coupled with a transhumanist regime where mankind ceases to be genetically, our DNA is altered, and the human race, all of those who allow themselves to have their DNA fundamentally altered, will no longer be authentically 100% human beings. Now, that fact should ring the alarm bell in the minds of thinking people and Christian people. Because if you know anything about the Bible, which implies that you might actually read the Bible and study it, there's one fundamental truth that is unmistakable, and that is that the Bible very clearly declares that God, the infinite personal living God of the universe, his greatest creation, his highest level of creation, is mankind, men and women who are created in the image of God. So human beings, or mankind, or a man and a woman, are in God's economy the highest level of being that there is. And salvation among all the living creatures, among all the fallen angels and the angels, among Lucifer himself, among every creature in the sea, no matter what kind of living entity we may be talking about, salvation, eternal life, and being born again and living forever in heaven with Jesus Christ is exclusively available to human beings that have human being DNA. So God says in his word that mankind, men and women, genetically 100% men and women, who are the highest ranking creatures among God's creation. And it is only mankind, when they repent before Jesus, when they put their faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, and where they come to God in faith and ask to be made born again, that privilege, that promise of salvation is only available to mankind. Now, the scandal, the scheme, the deception, and the lies that swirl around the Great Reset basically is the fundamental lie that mankind can re-engineer its own DNA code. Mankind, through scientists and technology, can reboot their own genetic code, and mankind can make man into some kind of godlike being, some kind of superhuman, or as the philosopher that enamored Adolf Hitler, Nietzsche, said, the goal was to create the Übermensch, which is a German term for the Superman. And the entire Nazi ideology was intermingled with the biological scientific creation of the Superman and the Superwoman, or as Nietzsche said, the Übermensch. And those that were genetically perceived to be inferior or perceived to have come from inferior genetic strains, in Hitler's plan, they would be massacred and killed, because euthanasia is the science of killing off any potential of humanity spreading what they perceive to be a genetically inferior race. So behind the scenes, these are the people that are charting the course. Well, I shouldn't say are charting the course. They have charted the course for our future. Our future has been carefully planned out, worked out, and strategized by the World Economic Forum. This hydra, this monstrous hydra or super hydra creature, looking somewhat like a great octopus with its technicals reaching out to control every sphere of power on planet Earth. This Hydra, which is also an organization, it's also a philosophy, and it's also a scientific system. This Hydra is been programmed to conquer the human race, subjugate the human race, and enslave the human race. Now, in a moment, we're going to come right back and we're going to blow open the doors to the truth. We're going to eradicate deception with the truth. We are going to overwhelm the lies with truth. And we are going to speak the truth in love, but knowing that even when we speak the truth in love, that this releases the power of God on mankind, on mankind's institutions and organizations and governments and empires. This power of God is what came upon relatively ordinary men and women who were the disciples of Jesus Christ. And when before Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven, Jesus Christ told his disciples that he basically wanted them to go out and spiritually, and let me emphasize the word spiritually, to go out and spiritually conquer the world and conquer the mighty Roman Empire that they lived in, which, if you were looking at this from a natural mechanism, it would have been impossible for the early Christians to conquer the Roman Empire. But because the early Christians, unlike contemporary Christians in America, decided to be obedient when Jesus Christ said, "Go to Jerusalem, tarry in Jerusalem until the Father sends his power from on high upon you, until the Father clothes you with power from on high, until you're supernaturally infused with power from on high," which means the dunamis, the dynamite explosive force of God. So what does this mean? This means that Jesus Christ knew, as the supreme commander of the spiritual armies of God, Jesus Christ knew that it was impossible for his disciples to conquer and overwhelm the Roman Empire and the other empires, and that the only way they could be victorious in this spiritual battle would be for each of them to wait upon God, to tarry in Jerusalem, until each one of them, on a personal and individual level, receive power from on high. And that is the exact juncture that we are in on this pathway to destruction in America and around the world. We are moving quickly to some kind of doomsday, as there will be some kind of series of cataclysmic events. And you and I can see these events on the horizon right now. We see the potential of a World War III scenario ignited with Ukraine and Russia and NATO and possibly China and possibly spreading out to Israel and the Arab nations, over energy, over fuel, over what nation or consortium of nations are going to control the new world, the new world order, or the global reset's new electronic currency. All of this is coming down upon us with a mythological and a product of stealth engineering, climate change, manufactured crisis, which in real reality is a fictitional crisis engineered and designed to tap into the revolutionary power of occult principles originating in ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. This secret satanic Luciferian power is tapped into when the high priests and priestesses of Mystery Babylon and the secret societies in ancient Egypt and so on and so forth begin to harness supernatural power and power through occult rituals to release in our physical world dimension demonic power at unprecedented levels. So we need to understand that these facilitators of deception and lies and delusion are acting as secret agents or secret representatives of the globalist or the Luciferian elite. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We're going to be back in just a second. You need to pray for Election Day. You need to participate with your vote because you're responsible for what happens in the physical area that you live in. And you need to even pray and participate not only on the day of election, you need to get out there before the polls close, but also you need to go into intensive spiritual warfare, you and like-minded believers, praying that God would overrule the deception. I mean, already there was some huge percentage of the electronic voting machines going out mysteriously. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. We had huge problems with the so-called reliability of the voting machines during the last major election. And here we are in the middle of another election, and the voting machines go out again, and they spend billions of dollars on these contracts. And it should be obvious to any one of you and to any one of your friends that something sneaky, something dark, some kind of hidden agenda is being planned, because you see, when you cause the voting machines to artificially short circuit and go down, you create an environment of chaos, an environment of darkness by which you can move forward dark, deceptive, lying agendas such as rigging the elections all across the United States. And you say, well, why would that happen? Well, wake up and open your eyes. Look at the individuals that are bankrolling these election machines and the various election precincts, people like the billionaire George Soros and others. So they have a vested interest in generating an atmosphere of crisis or chaos, which is the ancient occult principle of the Luciferian elite. Manufactured crisis or order out of chaos. It's what releases the satanic energy and drives the satanic energy forward to create the desired end game, the desired vision of Lucifer and his followers in America and around the world. And let me just rephrase that. The entire purpose of crashing the election machines, of creating confusion and manufactured crisis and manufactured chaos, the purpose of all that is to create a cover mechanism where deceit, where a stolen election can be stolen, where chaos rules, and underneath the smog of chaos and manufactured crisis, then you have the opportunity to steal an election. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We'll be back in a minute. You need to pray today. You need to vote today. You need to pray over the election during the weeks to come, because the battle has only begun. The next battle, which is going to be greater than the current battle, is going to be the all-out battle to get truth regarding accurate voting numbers for the various candidates. And remember, we're dealing with a lot of people who have no moral absolutes. If you're naive and you're easily deceived, it's because you fail to recognize that your opponent is operating on a different set of principles than you are. They're operating under the set of principles such as, in terms of elections, by any means necessary. That means you're entitled, you're justified to do anything it takes, anything whatsoever it takes to get your victory. And morality and ethics is irrelevant. The only thing is that counts is winning by any means necessary. Now, that's a completely different moral code than Christians operate by. But God does not expect his people to lose because they can't win playing under the corrupt rules. God expects his people to win whether or not the adversary is working under corrupt rules, and to, by using godly principles, the power of God, faith in God's promise, spiritual warfare, God expects his people to win the battle and to occupy the land, and in this case, the land is America. This is Paul McGuire. We'll be back in just a second. Visit paulmcguire.us. This is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, teaches truth, truth in all areas of life. We call that a biblical worldview. Therefore, what the Bible says scientifically, biologically, economically, governmentally, whenever the Bible addresses a particular subject area, what the Bible has to say about that area is true. Now, so during the last presidential election, when President Trump lost that election, and there's a tremendous debate about whether he lost the election in an honest, accountable, and fair election, or was that election stolen? But let's just put that aside for a moment. When he was president, he was attacked more than any president I'm aware of in American history. And certainly he was attacked more than any president that I've observed during my life. It was all-out war against the president of the United States by just about everyone that wasn't part of the elite complex waging war against him. But if you observe, forget about his personality. Admittedly, Trump's personality was bombastic. Maybe one could say overly aggressive. I don't know. I mean, you know, that's a relative thing. But putting aside whether you like the personality or not, one would have to say that overwhelmingly, President Trump produced solid economic results. For the first time in maybe, I mean, for the first time in 80 years or something, our economy roared. Our manufacturing started to come back. People started to be able to get high-paying jobs. There was an overwhelming sense of confidence in the economy, in investments, in people and their retirement accounts. Because President Trump was a businessman and not a bureaucrat, and there's a, you know, you can say anything you want, but if you look inside the head of a businessman versus the head of a politician, there are two different sets of brains in there. When you have people running America, which is like the largest business on planet Earth, and they have absolutely no business experience. I mean, for crying out loud, these guys and girls couldn't even manage a pizza parlor. I mean, literally, I'm not exaggerating. They have no business sense whatsoever. So Trump comes in there with tremendous business experience. And for the first time, he turns around our economy. And our economy begins to rage and roar, producing legitimate profits versus like counterfeit profits. What I mean by counterfeit profits is when you show a deceptive recovery, a deceptive economic growth by taxing the people and spending trillions of dollars to stimulate the economy artificially through government spending and government programs. That is not real, authentic economic growth. That's counterfeit economic growth. So despite all the hell they put Trump through, the American economy boomed. Our freedom, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights were being strengthened. Religious liberties were being strengthened. And for the first time in many decades, America was starting to turn around. And it was really amazing. It was amazing on many levels. Now, we have been under the presidency of Biden and the economic policies of the Democrats. And our nation went practically overnight from an economic success miracle to becoming a kind of proverbial Titanic, in which this great mighty ship, the United States of America, you know, the hull is rupturing and it's sinking, and our economy is going down, and we have massive inflation. And you realize that inflation is a wrecking ball to your lifestyle, to your dreams, to your ability to save money and start your own businesses. And then there's no way of putting this politely, no way whatsoever. If you simply had your eyes open during the last couple of years, what you saw was a strategic destruction of the middle class, the working class, the hardworking middle class, the small business owners. They were targeted for destruction. The relief checks from the federal government went to bail out the mega globalist corporations. The backbone of our economy, which is the small business owner, notice that a good percentage of them have disappeared. Like I said before, all I have to do is walk around just about any place in California, and entire mall areas are boarded up. Giant retailers have filed for bankruptcy or have gone out of business. There's no economic recovery. I mean, energy prices are soaring. Electrical prices are soaring. Gasoline prices are soaring. In every respect, our economy is functioning like the Titanic. Now, why is that? Very simply, this is why it is. The expression, and it happens to be true,
ideas have consequences. So your ideas or your philosophy or your beliefs about economic growth have direct consequences towards the economy. A true, not fake, a true free economy produces massive economic prosperity. A false counterfeit economy creates economic disaster and a loss of freedoms and soaring inflation. And so right now, the Democrats are terrified of the results of the economy because they know, despite their pals in the media covering it all up, they know they have failed miserably. And that should not be a surprise. When you listen to these people talk, that should not be a surprise because they're all buying into an ideology, an economic philosophy that is based on communism, Marxism, and socialism, which always, 100% of the time, fails miserably and 100% of the time produces an economic disaster and a rising totalitarianism in any nation that entertains communism, Marxism, and socialism. And that's where we are. So, what do? We have to have knowledge of some basic truths about the economy, life, reality, governance, law, our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, so on and so forth. And then we must, through faith in God and exercising the collective willpower that God has given us, we must totally reject any form of fear out of our consciousness and minds. We must reject any form of fear. We must allow the Spirit of God to infuse us with power from on high, which causes there to be the explosive power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, the dynamite power of God to explode. And we must release that in our nation. We must call upon God with everything in us, and we must ask Him to clothe us with power from on high. It is only when we receive that supernatural energy, known as the power of the Holy Spirit, known as power from on high, that we will have the ability, the knowledge, the wisdom, the strategy to overcome all of the problems we face. And if we will obey God, that means each one of us as individuals quit trying to pull one over on God. He sees right through it. And come before God humbly, repenting of your sins, and ask God to send, on the basis of His grace, to send power from on high upon you, upon me, and upon our nation. And when God's people are filled with power from on high, then all of a sudden they have the supernatural power of God at their disposal to turn the tide of the spiritual battle. Okay, now let's look at what's going on here. Remember that communism, Marxism, socialism are essentially a satanic religion, a satanic political ideology, and they represent the spiritual forces of Antichrist. That's what we're grappling with. That's what we're facing. Now, if we attempt to battle and wage war in the invisible realm, using human weapons, our flesh, our human energy, our human strength, we are going to be defeated on the spiritual battlefield We will be taken into captivity, and we will be made slaves. And the global reset represents a very tangible form of slavery that we can see on the horizon. They will make us their slaves. But if we do not attempt to fight the battle on our own strength, but cry out in faith for God to send the dunamis power of God, the dynamite power of God, upon us and to move through us, when we are infused with power from on high, we will receive the supernatural ability to overwhelm our enemies with overwhelming force. We're not talking about playing checkers with the devil. We're not talking about an anemic, impotent, playing church and counterfeit form of spiritual warfare. We're talking about you and me and our fellow believers stepping up to the plate in faith and by faith laying hold of the overwhelming power of God, the dunamis dynamite power of God, and release that overwhelming power of God upon ourselves and against our enemies and the demonic armies and the Luciferian forces until we seize back this nation. We occupy until Jesus comes. And we recapture the leadership position, and then under the sway of the overwhelming force of Almighty God, we take back the mission, the assignment, and the goal that God gave to the Pilgrims and Puritans when they founded America. And what, again, this requires is a twofold strategy. Number one, a rigorous study and knowledge of the Word of God and a development of a biblical worldview. And number two, the willingness to not fight God, but to come to God with childlike faith and receive the supernatural power of God, or the dunamis power of God, or what the Bible refers to as power from on high. Now, I spent the last 3 years pulling back from a lot of stuff and researching, continuing on with this ministry behind the scenes. I spent my time crying out to God, seeking the face of the Lord, asking God for his supernatural wisdom, asking God to show me and to give me wisdom, his wisdom and his power, so that I may be able to teach it to his people, that's my fellow believers, in this time of unprecedented spiritual crisis. And I slaved over this book, as I've shared with you. And it wasn't, you know, 3 years went by, and the book, I was finishing up the book, but I was struggling in prayer before the Lord. I didn't want to miss it. I didn't want to miss the message that God wanted me to give to his people. And what that message was, in summary, was the Lord told me in a private discussion with my wife. He said, I want you to revisit the great truth of the Bible about my people receiving power from on high. I want you to dismantle the satanic strongholds designed to confuse people and block people from actually receiving power from on high. And so that is why the book is named Power from on High. And the symbols on the cover of the book, you'll see a picture of me standing under the great clock of Grand Central Station at midnight. We just happened to be walking by there at midnight. And I'm standing there, and it's symbolic of the fact that time, big American flag behind me and the clock, and it's symbolic that America has hit prophetically the midnight hour. And that, but it's also the message of the book cover photograph is not one of fear. It's one of the supernatural boldness of the Holy Spirit in our hearts at this prophetic midnight hour. And so the book is designed to equip you with the biblical information you need, with the technological, scientific information you need, with historical accounts of my miraculous testimony of how I went from being an atheist and New Age movement activist to becoming radically saved on the back roads of Missouri, where I was majoring in a dual major, filmmaking, and a brand new field in psychology called altered states of consciousness. And I get into the clash between those different spiritual systems. And then I analyze what's happening in America right now at this very minute. The book is that up to date. It's up to the minute. I analyze what's happening at this very moment. And then I lay out for you and the body of Christ a plan of action that you can use in your own personal life, and you can apply to your sons, your daughters, the church, your church, and the people you know. And it is my desire, every night before I go to bed and I get on my knees, I pray to God. Every night, on my knees, my wife on her knees, I pray to God. We go through a whole list of praying that we do before we go to sleep. But I ask God to anoint the book power from on high. I ask God, Jesus, to send his power from on high upon his people through the book power from on high. It's a simple prayer, but I believe God is honoring that prayer. And may I take this time to ask you to pray with me? I didn't write the book for any other reason than that the Lord would use it as a spiritual weapon. And I prayed as such, and that the Lord would use the book Power from on High, like the Lord used David's smooth stone and his slingshot that he fired at the Nephilim giant Goliath and hit him in the forehead. Which, by the way, the forehead is where the third eye is, the occultic all-seeing eye. And David landed his small, smooth stone with one shot. That small, smooth stone traveled with 100% accuracy, bam, right into the center of his forehead where the third eye is. The giant Goliath dropped dead. Now, just prior to that, Goliath was strutting back and forth before the armies of Israel, before King Saul, before David's brothers, and the Nephilim giant Goliath was mocking and ridiculing the armies of the children of Israel, and Goliath was saying things like, he was mocking the children of Israel, he was mocking their God, and then he was threatening to destroy them and spill their blood on the battlefield right then and there. And then David, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, an Old Testament version of receiving power from on high, David marched to the front of the battlefield, looked at David directly in the eyes, and David thundered the words out of his diaphragm, where you can project your voice loudly. David thundered the words as he was looking at Goliath right in the eye, and he said, just fired out of him like a cannon, "How dare you defy the armies of the living God?" Goliath was stunned. And the next thing you know, David swirled his slingshot and hit Goliath in the forehead with his rock. Goliath, the giant, dropped to the ground. David marched to the center of the battlefield, where on behind Goliath were the mighty Syrian armies. Behind David were the mighty armies of the children of Israel. David reached down to the now dead Goliath, pulled Goliath's sword out of his sheath, and then he chopped the head off of Goliath, not to be barbaric or sadistic, but he grabbed Goliath's head by its bloody hair, and he showed the dead face and head of Goliath to the armies of Syria, showing them visually. It was a powerful visual message. Don't tell me, if you dig deep in your Bible, don't make the Bible a stupid book. It's not a stupid book. What I'm sharing with you right now, the manipulation of symbolism as David was anointed by God to lift up the bloody head of Goliath before the Syrian armies, which caused them to be caused their hearts to be filled with fear and in total terror and fear, the armies of Syria fled for their lives. Now, none of that was accidental. That was the anointing of God. That was power from on high coming on Goliath, supernaturally equipping David, and imparting into David power from on high, which manifested itself in a strategic form of what I would call psychological warfare, or better yet, spiritual psychological warfare, where God anointed David to manipulate the symbolism of the giant and champion of the Syrian army beheaded and blood flowing from his neck. And that caused fear to possess the Syrian army, and they fled for their lives. You will see so many accounts of detailed exposition from the Word of God, if you read the Word of God. And I could give a Bible study to you and give you hours and hours of teaching and show you examples of how God raises up.
This is the Paul McGuire Report. What you have heard is interesting. The full name of this program, the Paul McGuire Report, and many of the videos we do, it's called a Prophetic Emergency Alert. And as I was doing the program, they have the technology from an external source to take over all the cell phones all over California or Southern California. And they send you a message. And an exclamation point says, "Emergency alerts." Then in big letters it says, "Emergency alert. National Weather Service. A flash. Flood warning is in effect for this area until 4:45 p.m. PST. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area
subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. Okay, so this is a real warning. The rainfall, you can hear the thunder. I'm in the studio, but you can hear the thunder outside of the studio. And there's a torrent of rain now. But this electronic message is telling me that the floodwaters are going to escalate. Now, I don't want to be super spiritual about this, but I can't help but reflect that, because I've never received a message like this before in the studio when I'm doing the Paul McGuire Report. And as I said, when we do the video version of the Paul McGuire Report, we call it a prophetic emergency alert. So here the state of California or the National Weather Service is giving me, in their words, an emergency alert, a flash flood warning, and then a warning not to, this is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. Okay, what's interesting about that is the prophetic nature of that message in connection with the prophetic nature of this radio program, the Paul McGuire Report, or the Prophetic Emergency Alert. And I was talking to you about the importance of spiritual warfare against God's adversaries. And what the Bible teaches us, that if David did not have power from on high, if David did not obey God, if David did not march, if David had succumbed to fear, he would have been wiped out. He allowed God to anoint him with the power of the Holy Spirit. So, again, without making more of this than it is, what I felt like what the Lord was speaking to me through this message and its synchronization with the actual emergency alert. And what it did was remind me that the purpose of this program is to provide not only an opportunity for salvation, making disciples, developing a biblical worldview through commentary based on the scripture, but also giving prophetic emergency alerts, watchmen on the wall warnings, and things of that nature. Now, that brings us to what the essence of what just happened in the last 7 minutes really is. And this is the essence. The voting that is being conducted now is jeopardized. It's threatened. It's in dangerous. It's in danger. The amount of experts warning us about potential falsification and rigging of numbers, the fact that a number of very large voting districts nationally, that all their voting machines, their electronic voting machines, have crashed electronically. That's something that is an imminent danger warning. You say, why? Because, again, if the electronic voting machine systems are crashing, that provides strategically optimum cover under darkness, optimum strategic cover to interfere with the integrity of the election, potentially, to put in the wrong candidate by manipulating the numerical outcome of the election. And all of this, now this is the center of the warning. All of this leads to a potential situation nationally and locally where great destruction and harm can occur in the short term and the long term if candidates from either party, let me be clear, if candidates from either party who are evil, who want to bring down our nation for unjust gain or whatever, are put into office. And this is serious. And again, I believe there was a synchronicity in all of this happening. And I don't, you've never heard me say that before. And I'm not going to make more of this than what it is. But the warning is saying, this warning even explains the weather warning, emergency alert, emergency alerts. National Weather Service, a flash flood warning is in effect. Flash flood warning, you all know what that means. That's an unexpected massive flood which comes out of nowhere like a flash. And then the warning continues. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. In other words, wake up, be sober, you know, don't go back into your trance. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order, which we get here often through raging fires that you've seen on TV that are near where I live and near where the studio is, and now raging floods. We had warnings for snow and ice, which we get like once every 2 or 3 years. Okay, so to wrap it up, this is a prophetic emergency alert. This is a prophetic warning in the form and context of the Paul McGuire Report. Now, all of my books have an intentionality. The primary goal of every book I've written, and this is my 38th book, Power from On High, that just came out. The fundamental primary goal of every single one of my books is to give a prophetic emergency warning, prophetic emergency alert, education, necessary knowledge, a plan of action to God's people so that they may survive and not be destroyed, especially as a nation. And I've been faithful to do this for over 40 years. So I'm not like, you know, Johnny come lately. And I didn't just figure out what the New World Order was 7 months ago. I was writing about the New World Order in great detail over 40 years ago. So I need your help. We can win this spiritual battle, but I need you to stand with me and be aggressive spiritually. So I need you to pray for me and this ministry and those working with this ministry. I need you to ask the Lord, I'm not joking, ask the Lord how much you can contribute or donate financially, because winning a spiritual war requires funding. And there are systems in place. There was classified information released like 2 days ago from government sources, leaked from government sources, which talked about an all-out plan to destroy people, organizations, groups that are trying to disseminate the truth. They're under attack. The only way to circumvent that is to develop additional technology, new technology, which costs additional money, so that we can't be blocked and censored, especially electronically. You realize, of course, there are not only algorithms, computer bots, and trained agents monitoring all communication over social media and censoring information to make it fit the official propaganda narrative. Well, I need your help to communicate the truth. The only way to fight the spiritual darkness is to shine the light of Jesus Christ in a peaceful, law-abiding manner. So I need you to stand with me. I need you to educate yourself. Get a copy of Power from On High. And remember, the other books that I've written are also available at a financial discount, and they build upon one after another. So you're getting more powerful. It's bringing you up to speed with a fast download, a fast education that's non-boring. As a communicator, one of my first rules is never bore your audience, because they'll tune out. So I need you to help me spread the word, and thank all of you that do that. I need you to join our social media, like our social media, follow it. The e-blast is free. The Roku channel is free. Sign up on it. This is so important because it gives us the clout to keep doors open and reach more people. So these are things that we can do. Now, I want to issue a final word of warning for the Paul McGuire Report today, and that is something I've been touching on for a while, but that is that there are significant numbers of so-called Bible, not, okay, first of all, I'm not talking about every pastor. I'm not talking about every Bible-believing church. I'm not talking about every Christian church, every Christian ministry. But I'm talking about a disturbing percentage of them, which are selling out God's people because they're willing to cooperate in spreading lies, propaganda, and disinformation about very important decisions that you have to make based on the knowledge that you get. And if you're going to a church or listening to a pastor who has enlisted voluntarily in the propaganda and disinformation campaign, you're being steered straight into the gates of hell, if you wish. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. This is the Paul McGuire Report. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Once again, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. As you see this media battle, alternative media versus mainstream media, but you know, it's a little bit more complicated than that, because some of the alternative media is really being paid for and financed by the globalist elite. They're just masquerading who they really are, so you have to be discerning. Now, there is a large number, and again, back to the statement that I made before, there is a large number of Christian pastors, Bible-believing pastors, specifically evangelical ministers and churches and denominations, not all of them. I'm not saying all of them. There are many exceptions, but the fact remains that there is a significant percentage of evangelical Christian ministers, pastors, denominations, evangelical institutions who are functioning according to the allegations. It is alleged that they are functioning intentionally as agents of disinformation regard to their congregations, to the Christians that attend their churches. They are disseminating all kinds of disinformation to the children in the youth programs and the Sunday school programs, to the adults. And the disinformation that is being promoted intentionally and financed heavily by somewhat invisible forces has to do with, according to the allegations, has to do with the real data and statistics, both good and bad, But at this point, the allegations are overwhelmingly bad regarding the safety of the vaccine, how to stop the pandemic, and all the measures related to the pandemic and to the vaccine. So you have these Christian activist leaders communicating to pastors, communicating to churches all across America, disinformation, making up lies regarding the statistics about the safety and the reliability of many of these things. Now, that if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what to tell you. Because if you're making your decision, and it's your decision, and by the way, I don't claim to be a medical doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not telling you what to do or what not to do. I'm simply telling you that you need to think before you do anything. You need to do your research before you do anything. And you need to make informed decisions after consulting medical doctors that you trust, not just some doctor who's a doctor, but medical doctors who have a record of integrity and people that you trust. That's how you make a decision. That's how you spare a fatal or deadly result in the lives of your children or an elderly person, et cetera, et cetera. But again, we have a very serious problem in the evangelical community, and that is we have been infiltrated by highly financed globalist organizations with connections, allegedly, to WHO, the United Nations, and other globalist institutions. Now, the same thing is occurring on a theological and a ideological and social level. A different kind of pandemic is being spread all across the evangelical churches and the pastors and the denominations. We have been infiltrated by Trojan horses that pretend to be voices for the Bible, voices for what Jesus Christ would do. And in this area, the theology, the biblical accuracy of whether or not these theologies being promoted inside of the church are biblical or not, I am an expert globally because I'm a professor of eschatology. I have taught at a prominent Christian seminary and college for like 2 decades. I've written about it, spoken about it. Now I'm talking about the theology. And so we have theologies or doctrines being promoted inside of evangelical churches that are horrifically anti-Christian. And they are so horrifically anti-Christian that when you research the historical origins of these false doctrines like critical theory specifically, and then critical race theory, you discover that it is a documented fact, it is factual, that critical theory and critical race theory have been created by the Frankfurt School Marxists who were trained by the Russian secret police during the communist Russian Revolution. They were trained in Moscow. Then they relocated over in Frankfurt, Germany, and they set up what was called the Frankfurt School. The goal of the Frankfurt School was to convert Western Christians, American Christians, into a false doctrine Christianity, which embraced Marxism, socialism, and communism disguised as Christianity. And that is spreading like a ideological virus throughout our churches. But what it is designed to do is under the guise, under the disguise, under the masquerade of pretending, masquerading to be concerned about racism, which, by the way, we should all be concerned about racism. There's no, let me emphatically state, there is no biblical justification for hatred of various races, depending upon skin color, etc. God created all the races equally. God loves each race equally. And racism is a horrendous sin. Now, I want to go on record, and I have a personal documentation to back up my own ministry involvement in combating racism. However, you don't combat racism with rat poison, which is the communist, Marxist ideologies of the Frankfurt School professors that are named critical theory and critical race theory. So it is very, very important at this particular period in time that individual Christians going to whatever church, you are completely AWOL. If you just go to a church, turn off your brain, stop critical thinking, and just absorb like a sponge anything you're being taught without verifying it, without reading the Bible for yourself, without studying to make sure that what you're being taught is, number one, truthful in any area that it deals with, and that it is theologically and biblically in line with the teachings of the Bible and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Because the Bible very clearly warns us that in the last days, there will be a great apostasy. That means a great falling away from biblical truth by those people who call themselves Christians. The apostasy, the great falling away, is a warning in the Bible that hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people who claim to be born again evangelical Christians are going to be surrendering to the great delusion and accepting false doctrine. The only way you protect yourself from that is that you must read the Bible for yourself. You must listen to programs like this one, the Paul McGuire Report. You must become educated. Otherwise, maybe you won't be swept away into a sea of deception or a sea of spiritual delusion, but your children and grandchildren certainly will. So these are the critical areas, and the way that we face them is with knowledge. Knowledge is power. The other way we face them is with the truth of the Bible. The Bible, it is the Bible that is our final authority in all things. So the way you protect yourself from propaganda, lies, whether it has to do with biomedical lies or economic lies or ideological lies or theological lies, your protection, your antidote, the way you build up your spiritual immune system is with a knowledge of the truth and renewing your mind with the Word of God. And then finally, you must personally receive from God, based and directed by the Word of God, a biblically authentic power from on high that Jesus Christ was talking about. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. I talk about all these things that we talked about on today's program in depth in my books at paulmcguire.us, which you can get at a discount now. And grab yourself a copy and order now a copy of Power from On High while we still have them in stock for the holidays. Get yourself a copy of Power from On High. It is up to the minute and it deals with the latest issues. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us.